Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with myself, your host, Steve Halpern. I'm a medical nutritionist, and I spend hours and hours a day in the scientific literature on health and nutrition. And for the last, I'd say, probably two and a half years, I've been sharing with my clients the fact that sulforaphane, derived mainly from broccoli seed and some cruciferous vegetables, but mainly broccoli seed, is a longevity factor and works on energy pathways and works on anti-aging genes, turning them on through a process called epigenetics, and it being a compound of nutrition source, it's called nutrigenomics. Well, what was amazing to me is Dr. Fahey, one of the leading scientists in the world on sulforaphane and broccoli seed and sulforaphane and all the implications, health implications. He worked with Dr. Talladay for many years, who was really the first to show that you could kill cancer cells with sulforaphane. And sulforaphane, at the time, it was derived from broccoli sprouts, but they realized that broccoli seed was even better. So it's a longevity factor because it affects some of the same pathways as intermittent fasting. Well, you can do intermittent fasting, but you want to turn on those protective genes, those anti-aging genes. Now, the story is that for many, many years, a seed company was working with Johns Hopkins, and they developed a very, very potent non-GMO broccoli seed that can make lots and lots of sulforaphane. And this is what Johns Hopkins researchers were using for many, many, many years. And that seed is actually available commercially from the seed company. And it's called Vitalica Physician Supplement. And it could be found at Vitalica, V-I-T-A-L-I-C-A, Vitalica Supplements, with Ness.com. There's a website, and there's a wonderful price, and this was the seed that was used for much of Johns Hopkins research. And personally, I found absolutely it has longevity implications, as well as other health implications, turning on the tumor suppressor genes, supporting the immune system, having joint health, brain health, eye health, ear health, because of the positive effect on our gene system. Now remember, the whole game of anti-aging is not just longevity. I mean, it's wonderful that it's suspected that the broccoli, sulforaphane, broccoli seed sulforaphane might be a longevity factor, but what I'm more interested in is preventing age-related conditions. And a cross search of many so-called aging conditions shows up. It shows up that the broccoli sulforaphane, broccoli seed sulforaphane, can have a positive effect on many, many of these conditions. So yes, you can eat broccoli sprouts if you want, and they need to be 3 days old to get the maximum effect. And it's certainly a way to go. I found that it's much more convenient to use the actual seed itself. I don't have to worry about contamination of the, whether the seeds went bad or whether they were contaminated, processed. Yes, you can buy broccoli seed and sprout them if you'd like. And, if that's to your taste, that's wonderful. And if I do that, I'd really take some mustard greens with it. But it's so easy to dose up on the Vitalica supplement. Now again, how does it work? It works because the seed was bred, crossbred, non-GMO again, to have lots of a compound called glucoraphanin. And when this glucoraphanin is exposed to myrosinase, which is if you chew a green, you release myrosinase. Well, it's in the Vitalica supplement, Vitalica Physician, especially combined to give high amounts of myrosinase. So when it's exposed to a liquid in your stomach or your intestine, it will then convert the glucoraphanin into sulforaphane. Now, there are companies out there that say, well, we'll just give you the inactivated seed and your probiotics will make it. Maybe. What kind of probiotics you have? Okay. And is it going to do a large conversion by having these probiotics make myrosinase? So I'm not a big fan of that. Okay. I want to take the real deal. And of course, taking the broccoli seed with other food compounds is shown to be very efficacious. You know, green tea, good green tea with ECGC, drinking it, or consuming a pill. You know, I like Life Extension. Green tea, I know it's pure, low in fluoride, either the caffeinated version or the decaffeinated version. And you can see that on Talking Herbals. And you can see, look, they've been around a long time handling Life Extension products at a good price, and they have the green tea. Eating your berries, you know, your blueberries and your elderberries, your raspberries, all help. As I said in previous podcasts, I'll be talking about aronia. And it's very interesting that aronia does some of the very similar things. But again, I'm so excited to see mainstream scientists from Johns Hopkins talking about, I mean, doing a video with Rona Patrick, who, again, is a big fan of sprouts. As a practitioner, I haven't found giving people sprouts and telling them to do this really has a lot of compliance. So enjoy the sprouts. Occasionally, I'll even take some sprouts with my Vitalica Physician. You know, I'll chew a couple of sprouts just to get that extra myrosinase, or I might chew some mustard greens to get some extra myrosinase. So just absolutely amazing, amazing research. Okay, a little change of gears here, topic. You know, it's very, very common as people get older, I was finding this, to find that headlights were bothering me a lot. And especially these new headlights they got, you know, these really powerful headlights. And I was having a real hard time. And they say it's very, very common and as in older people. And I guess even in younger people, because of the blue light issue and the flickering and being on computers so much. And they found that lutein from marigold, and this was kind of really interesting. I had known about this piece of research that they found that saffron was able to, in health studies, improve the light sensitivity to those bright lights, those headlights. So you can get the spice saffron. There's also a product, Life Extension. I like Life Extension because they do a lot of third-party testing, you know, and they have a product called MacuGuard, which has the lutein from marigold, and it also has the saffron. Well, lo and behold, yeah, it was probably about 2 weeks on the MacuGuard. Suddenly, I didn't have any driving light problem, and the headlights didn't bother my eyes anymore. So that's an interesting hint. Like I said, you can probably, you know, it's very expensive spice, and I'm sure it's available, and it's big in Indian food, and it also seems to have some other interesting effects. The saffron, very calming, antidepressant, some interesting cognitive effects. So it's definitely something you want to look into. The other interesting research I came across was on fish oils and why some of the research maybe on fish oils didn't come out the way they should, and it's because it was rancid fish oils that they were looking at in some of these studies. Taking rancid oil, it's not going to do much for you. And they kept focusing on the cardiovascular effects of the fish oils. Well, they found that a derivative of these fish oils, you know, some of these fatty acids that come from the fish oils, could actually help stabilize plaque. So if you had an issue of soft plaque, it might actually inhibit the release of that soft plaque, which is a real concern. Hard plaque is not an issue. In fact, they found that many, many marathon runners who've been running for years have plaque, but it's hard plaque. It's not the plaque that's going to break off and block an artery. So I'm a big fan of fish oils. But what's interesting is, yes, there's some very positive studies in the fish oils, and then you see some negative studies, and then you see there's a medical fish oil now that they've been doing some trials for. But what's really interesting is that the fish oils do many, many, many other things besides cardiovascular. You know, the DHA, not DHEA, but DHA, dihexaenoic acid, is a very potent brain cognitive substance. And remember, what keeps our cells from leaking is a cell membrane. It's a lipid membrane. So it really is an oil type of membrane. So the water doesn't leak out of your cell, right? And the cell membrane, you know, if you ever open an egg and you see the little, you know, sticky thing, that's like a membrane, cell membrane. Very, very similar. Well, it has to be, the cell membrane has to be flexible, strong yet flexible and healthy. And many factors like heavy metals and rancid oils can help damage that membrane. Well, it seems that the fish oil, you know, the EPA and the fish oil can help preserve that cell membrane, that envelope around your cell, that clear, you know, membrane. And also have some very potent anti-inflammatory effects. Now remember, any anti-inflammatory compound is going to be extremely beneficial to your total health. You know, as a side issue, you know, riding the subways in New York, you don't look at the people too much, you don't want to get into a problem, so I look at the signs, and it goes. And even some of the TV commercials now, you know, you want to watch a movie, and they got a zillion commercials, and it's all about health plan. And they go, wait a second. Health plan is about health. These aren't really health plans. They're sickness plans, right? That's what it's for. Sickness. You know, pays for your medication. Why you take medication? Because you're sick, not because you're healthy. So even though these plans, some of them give lip service to health programs now, you know, maybe support your gym membership, you know, most of them will not pay for supplements, pay for expensive medications, but, you know, try getting coverage for most of them, even like Medicare, Medicaid, for supplements. No, 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 no. So really, it's a misnomer. These are really sickness plans. And they sort of support it, because then you take a medication, you know, maybe it's an efficacious medication and nothing happens, but often you take a medication and it has a side effect that gives you, and then you need another medication to cover up the side effect of this medication. So before you know it, you have problems you never even had before. That's what a sickness plan is about. Keep you sick. That's the plan. So think about that next time. Yeah. How did it get to be called health? Health to me is very, very different. Health to me is the absence, a state of absence of dis-ease. Disease. Remember, dis-ease is dis-ease, absence of disease. So very, very, very important. I think fish oils are extremely important. I like fish oils, by the way, that have krill, astaxanthin, a very powerful compound derived from algae, and has some really interesting anti-inflammatory effects, and also olive leaf extract. Give you the omega-7s, not a whole lot, but to balance out the omega-3s. And in the fish oil, and again, Life Extension scores well. They were tested, their fit purified fish oil, but no contaminants, was tested by Consumer Reports, got a top rating, and that personally is the one I use. You can find it at Talking Herbals. You can find the omega-3, maximum omega-3 with astaxanthin and krill, and oleuropein. Good, good product. So we come to the end of this podcast, and I'm very excited. I do see some subscribers. Subscribers are somewhat increasing, and I see a lot of downloads. I'd love to get some of your feedback on topics you'd like me to cover. I really appreciate you share these podcasts on your Facebook, on your Instagram, with your friends, because I really work hard to give you the latest information. Now you have an anti-aging compound. Anti-aging compound for age-related conditions. That's the key. And on top of that, you can do all the other wonderful things. You know, exercise and, you know, eating whole food, things I talk about on this podcast. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you have questions, you can email me at Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, StephenNutrition@gmail.com. You can put your comments in the podcast. And again, thank you so much for listening. Keep getting younger and younger every day. That's what I do.